This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Ooh, hey, that's me coming back to me. There we go. Solved that problem. Anyway, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
You can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Of course, we always bring interesting stuff, at least what we think is interesting, to talk about with you, including Donald Trump. Now, we haven't brought Donald Trump into the studio, nor would I, but a lot of libertarians, more than you would expect, a lot of people who have some cred as libertarians are getting behind Donald Trump. And it's disturbing to me. I don't understand it, but maybe we can read the article from Walter Block, who's a renowned liberty-minded person. At least that was my understanding about this guy.
He's been called the intellectual heir to Murray Rothbard.
Walter has, not Trump.
Yes, okay. Yes, that's correct. I would say that title is more aptly placed on David Friedman, who's the son of Milton Friedman, but nonetheless, people aren't asking me.
So we've got, apparently Walter Block has formed a group called Libertarians for Trump. We'll get into that here in a moment, but I was also shocked today to receive an email from Bernard von Notthaus, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past. He was the creator of the Liberty Dollar, and Daryl, were you a Liberty associate?
I was not.
You were. You were not. Okay, I was. And so, you know, I've actually done business with the Liberty Dollar. I've purchased Liberty Dollars in the past. I've attempted to share Liberty Dollars with people. And Liberty Dollars were the second most popular currency in the United States, arguably. There were millions of dollars worth of Liberty Dollars that were supposedly in circulation. Now, most of them were probably sitting in people's drawers and safes and things like that. But nonetheless,
they were gorgeous. They were a gorgeous piece.
Yeah, and they actually were very, very nice. They had a paper version, which were called warehouse receipts. So the Liberty Dollar itself was a silver piece, a one-ounce silver piece, the classic kind of beautiful, silver, polished-looking, very nice piece. And then there were these warehouse receipts, which had amounts in dollars listed on them. So, like, you could have a $20 warehouse receipt, and that was good for a one-ounce piece of silver. If you wanted to exchange the warehouse receipt for silver, you could do that. In 2007, the Liberty Dollar's home offices in Evansville, Indiana, were raided by the federal government. They stole millions of dollars worth of silver and gold. In fact, it happened right after they created the Ron Paul dollar. So this was when Ron Paul was gearing up for his run for president in 2008. The Liberty Dollar organization, headed by Bernard von Notthaus, got behind the Ron Paul campaign. They created this Ron Paul silver piece and the Ron Paul copper piece. And
even a platinum one.
Yeah, sure. So they had, you know, different types of metals that they were putting out there. And the whole idea behind the Liberty Dollar was to communicate the idea of alternative currencies, to communicate the idea of getting rid of the federal government's money, getting rid of the Fed, this organization that the government has, sort of this semi-private organization that the government has anointed as the source of the country's money, at least the dollars. And so it was kind of an educational outreach piece. I mean, yes, it functioned as a piece of money in that you could exchange it for other things of value. And some people did that, the Liberty Dollar. But primarily the idea was
I bought some things with it.
Yeah. And the idea was you wanted to use this as a conversation starter. You would go, in theory, to a location, you know, whatever business, and when the total was rung up at the register, you'd pull out your Liberty Dollar, this fancy piece of silver, and you'd drop it in someone's hand, and then they'd go, ooh, what's that? And that would be your opportunity, presuming there weren't a bunch of people in line behind you, to explain to them the idea of real money, money that, you know, actually had something behind it. Because at one time, the U.S. federal government was issuing dollars that were backed by silver. You can still find them every now and then called silver certificates. So if you go back to, I think it was 1934 was the last time they made silver certificates.
That would be inaccurate. They really? Issued some as late as the 1950s.
Oh, wow.
And I believe they were either issuing a small amount in the 1960s or they were about to issue more in the 1960s.
Until?
Until they did not.
Okay.
There's the conspiracy theory that Kennedy was killed because he was trying to end the Fed by printing these treasury notes. He was just trying to inflate the damn currency.
So they actually had a time for this I didn't really know about, Daryl. They had a time frame where they were printing both silver certificates and non-certificates, meaning Federal Reserve notes?
Yes. So from 1913 until the either late 50s or early 60s, huh. There were both Federal Reserve notes and U.S. Treasury notes that were called United States notes.
Interesting.
That said silver certificate. And the whole thing of silver certificates, most people think, you know, like George Washington made the first one. No, no, no. The federal government did not issue any paper currency until the tyrant Lincoln started issuing currency and implemented the first legal tender law because he needed to inflate the currency to pay for his war.
So the silver certificates, you can still find them every now and then. If you
go to a collector shop.
Yeah, certainly you'll see them at collector shops. But yeah, I remember the first one I found, actually somebody gave it to
me. Check with your dad. He's got them.
The first one I found was working at Kmart, and somebody just, they didn't know better, and they spent one. And I saw it and grabbed it because they look different. Yeah, there's sort of like a darker print. And if you're looking at a bunch of ones, for instance, you'll be able to spot the silver certificate pretty easily.
Yeah, the color, I think it's blue instead of red.
Yeah, I think so. So the idea behind the Liberty Dollar was to introduce people back to the idea of sound money, of money that, was actually backed by something of value. And the U.S. federal government or the Federal Reserve notes that you have in your wallet are not silver certificates. They aren't backed by anything except promises. And there's nothing, you can't take them to the Federal Reserve and get silver for them. There's nothing there. And that's why they can just print out as many of them as they want to, thereby inflating the money supply, and that usually results in the prices of things going up over time. So there was this big, concept of, wow, here's this silver certificate, here's this Liberty Dollar, this actual piece of silver, instead of like the quarters and the dimes that you have in your pocket, which are just sort of cheap pot metal. I mean, they're not worth much at all. In fact, it even costs more to, I think, make pennies these days.
Pennies and nickels.
Yeah. Than they're actually worth, right?
Yes.
So the federal government spends more per penny and nickel than the face value.
Wouldn't the silver certificates have come out before coins were devalued? Because there was a time when coins were entirely what they were made of. So, I mean, quarters were silver. They were a quarter of a dollar of silver. A dollar was a measurement of silver.
Of silver, right.
A dime was a tenth of a dollar of a tenth of a dollar of silver. A nickel was made of friggin' nickel. And a penny was made of copper.
And now none of that is true.
Right. Well, now none of that is true. Pennies are made of zinc with copper wrap, and nickels cost more to make than
nickels are made out of copper nickel with a copper or a nickel coating.
Okay. Right.
So they've cheaped out as much as they possibly can.
Yes.
Right.
As much
and
as
it
they can.
Still costs them more to make pennies and nickels. That's why we need to just get rid of the damn penny. And then retool the nickels to where you're making the nickels out of the stuff you're making pennies out of.
I say get rid of the nickel, too. I mean, it's not cost effective. What's the particular reason for it?
No, so if you make the nickel out of stuff that you're currently making the penny out of, it costs like 3.7 cents to make a penny.
Okay.
So you would still be, spending less than face value.
At least
but
for
I agree.
Now. They'd probably, give them a few more years and inflation.
Give them a week and a half and they'd wind up screwing it up.
Here's what you do. You kill the penny, you kill the nickel, you kill the quarter. You make 50-cent pieces smaller than they were before, and you make dimes. That's it.
What?
What? What?
Why get rid of the quarter?
Because you don't. What do you need the quarter for? It'd be difficult. So
because things in the vending machine cost like 75 cents.
Oh well, here's the surprise.
So you're going to You're going to jack up the price of 75-cent items in a vending machine to a dollar. Thank you, asshole.
80 cents. And you gonna drop that?
No, I'll let it go.
80 cents.
You're really not supposed to say.
You can count a 50-cent piece would allow you to take one 50-cent piece and three dimes, and then you would have ba bang 80 cents. Or they could go ahead and knock it down to 70 cents. All I'm saying is that the penny is friggin' worthless. The nickel is worthless. We don't need these archaic forms at this point. The dollar's been devalued almost to a tenth of what it was worth when I was a kid. Why play around with this stuff? By the way, you got to shove the coin dollar down people's throats, too.
All right, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. But how has the Liberty dollar jumped the shark? It has something to do with Donald Trump. We'll tell you coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, it's MZ from KSEO in Santa Cruz, pleased to announce the first of many free live Doc Wallach appearances around the country. Many of you have heard this tireless health crusader interviewed on Alex's show, on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and on various other radio, television, and internet shows throughout the world. Doc Wallach has the answer to the U.S. healthcare crisis, and it's real simple and costs very little, and he wants to share it with anyone who will listen. Doc Wallach will appear live at the Best Western Hotel in South San Francisco, California, 380 South Airport Boulevard, beginning at 7 p.m. this Wednesday, March 30th, and the following evening, Thursday, March 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the VFW Hall, 1960 Freedom Boulevard, Freedom, California, near Watsonville. Both events are free, and if you attend, you will find that it is impossible to be bored at a Doc Wallach lecture. In fact, you'll be amazed as well as riveted. Email mz@kscohealth.com for free reservations.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking money. something that is important to pretty much everyone. Everyone could probably use a little bit more of it.
Yes.
And so you can join us here. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. And if you've got too much money and you would like to separate yourself from it, because there are some people that have this problem, like, you know, lotto winners or people who just get paid a whole lot of money and just don't know how to spend it, we'll take it from you. We've got the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. But you get something in return. You get the satisfaction that you're helping the primary liberty-oriented syndicated talk show spread itself, meaning get on new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people around the globe to the ideas of liberty. If that's worth $5 a month to you, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger, you can pony up over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we sure do appreciate it because it makes a big difference for us. It really allows us to effectively market the show. Coming up in May, we're going to be attending the Talkers New Media Seminar, which is a yearly convention that Talkers Magazine puts on. And Mark and I are always there and kind of schmoozing it up with the industry bigwigs. That's one of the things that AMP money goes to. It also supports LRN.FM, which is a way of introducing people to dozens of great liberty-oriented shows that are not just Free Talk Live. Lots of other great shows at LRN.FM. So you can help us out by becoming an amplifier, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group. Just go and get started at amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And also you can use Bitcoin at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you so much to everyone who has amped or is amping the show. We really do appreciate it. Now, I mean, if you want to amp with silver, it really doesn't do much for us because it's hard to spend silver. I mean, silver's a great thing. I love
the idea. People have done it.
They have. But generally, that just goes and sits somewhere. It doesn't get spent because, you know, you can't buy marketing services or whatever it is. You know, you can't pay for your talkers' tickets with silver. Sorry, but you can't. Bitcoin, much more useful, so we are accepting amps in Bitcoin. But silver's a great idea. The precious metals prior to Bitcoin were the way to have an alternative currency. Prior to Bitcoin, precious metals were like the go-to option for people who wanted to have something besides the federal government's money that actually holds value. If you look at silver's value over time, you'll see that an ounce of silver has historically kind of bought about, you know, what an ounce of silver bought 100 years ago. Over the years, these, you know, silver, gold, platinum, these things, yeah, they might shift in value compared to the U.S. dollar, but when you compare what you could buy with an ounce of gold today versus an ounce of gold 100 years ago versus 200 years ago, you know, there's some level of comparison there. And so precious metals are still, I think, a pretty good idea. I think, you know, I still recommend that people have them as far as diversifying your portfolio, if you will. And there are a lot of people who still value them. And on into the future, as long as gold and silver and platinum and these things are useful in industry and people want them for jewelry, they will always have some sort of value.
Before Bitcoin came around, we really pushed the use of silver and gold as alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live. We're big into alternative currencies. In many ways, I feel like Bitcoin's eclipsed it, them in that particular area.
It has in every aspect because Bitcoin.
Well, not every aspect. They're a hedge against inflation in a way that Bitcoin is a little riskier than silver, right?
I don't know. I mean, silver's been as high as $50 within the last decade, and now
sure
it's down to like $13 or $14 or $15 bucks.
Well,
so
that's a little painful.
There's risk. If you bought at $50, you're probably feeling like you took a pretty heavy risk there with that. So Bitcoin has defeated, I think, precious metals in a lot of ways. It's easy to divide Bitcoin. You can divide Bitcoin down to 8 decimal points with no effort whatsoever, whereas if you get an ounce of silver for someone to buy something and that something is worth $5, but the ounce of silver is worth $15, how do you deal with that? Unless you have tenths of an ounce of silver, then you're kind of stuck.
It's a little easier, but tenths of an ounce of silver can still be difficult to sort of make exact change with.
Yeah, you can't really make exact might change effectively with silver.
There's also health benefits to silver. So you can make colloidal silver and use it as a mouthwash. If you drink it, then it's got health benefits. You can use it topically.
Some claim that that is the case. I don't know. There's other people who say they've turned blue after they've taken too much
colloidal
silver.
Right, because the guy was drinking like five times the recommended dose every day to see what it would do. He wanted to do something to his body.
He wanted to be five times healthier, but it didn't work out that way.
No, like, he knew that it was going to wind up doing something to him.
Oh, really? Okay.
But there's no such thing as colloidal Bitcoin. I can't, you know,
can't
put electrodes on a Bitcoin and then have
sure.
it
give me
health.
Sure, well, we know that, silver has industrial and other uses. Bitcoin has money uses, and that's pretty much it.
Daryl wants it badly enough. I'll make a Bitcoin suppository for him.
Let's go to, well, there are the physical Bitcoins, but that's more of a gimmick.
Who said anything about a suppository?
Charlie's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys. I was just, there's a curious fact I don't know if many people are aware of. Do you know what the largest gold certificate was?
The largest gold certificate. No, you might as well tell me, and otherwise I'm just going to search it online.
See, that proved the point. The largest bill that the U.S. has ever printed was a $100,000 gold certificate.
All right, it was for the bank-to-bank
Yeah, only for use between Federal Reserve and the portrait on it, interestingly enough, was Wilson. And do you know what date it came out?
No, I don't.
Came out in 1934.
Yeah, that's strange. When they confiscated the gold.
When they had the gold to back this certificate.
Well, I mean, it was bank to bank. So, you know, I mean, that was a lot easier than having railroad cars trundle back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot lighter.
It came out in 1934 when they confiscated the American people's gold.
Thanks for the history there, Charlie. I appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, this is one of the reasons for paper currency was because it was a pain in the butt to move a bunch of gold around.
There's some irony when you find, for instance, FDR. This is the guy, the president who took the gold from Americans. FDR gold pieces. They have these commemorative presidential gold or silver coins. You should call them pieces because they're not actually coins. And, you know, you have FDR on a gold coin.
That's
pretty ironic.
Yeah.
Then again, it's pretty ironic to have Andrew Jackson on a $20 Federal Reserve note.
Why
that's
not?
Backed by nothing. Well, the guy's, was at war with the Second National Bank in order to get return money to value in the United States.
I thought wasn't Jackson... wasn't he in favor of a central bank?
No.
No.
Okay. He's thinking just the opposite.
Right. Andrew, you're thinking of Hamilton.
Hamilton, that's right.
Jackson is the one that rescinded the charter of the Second National Bank and allowed, you know, state banks to wind up issuing currency.
So we're working up here to a ridiculous email that I received from the Liberty Dollar today, the classic manufacturers of some beautiful silver pieces over time. They're coming out with a very ugly piece. And we'll explain what that is here in moments. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. A disturbing email came into my box today from, of all places, the Liberty Dollar. And normally when I read emails from the folks over at the Liberty Dollar, it's always something good, something exciting, something, you know, pro-freedom. But today, they may have jumped the shark. And
well, this is the new Liberty Dollar, is it not?
Nope, nope. This is the Liberty Dollar, Bernard von Nothaus. Not to be confused with New Liberty Dollar, which is created by a different gentleman with whom we have talked to at a number of the Bitcoin conferences.
Yep.
And those are not related to one another. The new Liberty Dollar was inspired by the old
Joseph
Liberty
von
Dollar.
Joseph von Perling is
his name. Yes. Yep. And the new Liberty Dollar is a fine, beautiful piece of silver. And I think that I'm not saying anything about the new Liberty Dollar besides that it's a great thing. The old Liberty Dollar is what we're talking about here with Bernard von Nothaus. And we've had Bernard on the show a few times in the past. And he sent out an email today about a new silver or gold or whatever piece that they're making.
They've got silver, gold, and copper.
With Donald Trump on it. Yes, that's right. We'll tell you more about it here in moments.
The Donald Trump piece.
First, we'll go to David in Keene. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hey, David. No, it sounds pretty jittery and not so great, but we'll see if it gets any better. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, it's not really sounding that much better. We'll check back in with you here in a moment, because I know the last time David called, his audio cleaned up after a few minutes. So maybe it'll get better, and we'll try back here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about precious metals versus Bitcoin, and I'd given one example of why Bitcoin is better for an alternative currency than precious metals, and that is that it's easy to divide a Bitcoin.
You can also send it. It's incredibly portable.
That was going to be my next point.
If you shove silver pieces in the side of the little vents of your computer, all you have are silver pieces inside your computer.
That's right.
However, Bitcoins, you can send halfway around the world nearly instantly at nearly no fee. I mean, in some cases,
pennies.
I mean, you might pay as much as 5 or 8 cents or something to send something.
That's on the high end. Yeah. You can easily pay 4 cents or less to send.
Oh, easily. Yeah. You could do it. A lot of people just set their transaction fees at 1 cent.
Whereas if you're sending gold or silver, you have to send it through the mail or something like that. And there's
FedEx,
you know,
UPS, that's going to cost lots of monies.
You got to go get a box. You got to ship it, you know, pack it into the box. You've got to take it to the shippers or have them come pick it up. And then it's going to cost you money based on the weight. And then you don't know if it's going to make it. You know, if your box full of gold gets stolen by some, postal service agent, good luck with that. Good luck calling customer service up with the postal service and saying, yeah, I just lost $10,000 worth of gold in your mailing service.
I believe the only organization that you can use to ship metals
is the post office.
But, I mean, you have to deal with then. That means that if something goes wrong and something, you know, ultimately in life things go wrong,
yep,
then you have to deal with the postal service to get whatever it is that you're trying to get. And I can imagine that is a bureaucratic
nightmare.
Yeah.
So, you can ship the Bitcoin instantly, and there's like next to zero cost. So really, it's just better in so many different ways. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have gold or silver. They're still a fine thing to sort of hold on to hold value. So you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You wouldn't want to just get all Bitcoin. I would recommend having
eggs are a good currency, too.
No, they're going to go bad.
They're not very durable.
Yeah.
I mean, try putting them in your pockets.
So, anyway, here's the email from the Liberty Dollar. Dear Liberty Dollar supporters, written today. As you may recall, in 2008, the LibertyDollar.org issued the Ron Paul dollar that was wildly successful and ruled non-counterfeit in my criminal counterfeit case. This gave rise to a group of highly spirited Americans who have created the Trump dollar to honor Donald J. Trump, the first private citizen to campaign for the U.S. presidency in over 100 years.
Not true.
Okay, you are campaigning for the presidency.
Ross Perot was a major presidential candidate that was a private citizen 20 years ago.
Great point.
I don't really understand.
What about Ralph Nader? What about Jill Stein?
Sure.
What about all these people that...
every libertarian candidate.
What about Forbes?
Well, not every libertarian candidate, but the good libertarian candidates like Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik.
I really understand that claim. Maybe I'd hear it parsed out a little better.
Well, that's the first paragraph. Let's get into the rest of this then. So we've already found one major flaw in this going on. I'm pleased to announce that forces way beyond my humble control have created the Trump dollar. A masterpiece in many ways, the Trump dollar is the work of many of the finest craftsmen in the country, including Wayne Tasakono, Hawaii portrait artist, Luigi Badia, National Merit Sculptor, and William Lemire, Mint Master at the North American Mint. I'm deeply indebted to them and many more people who have made the Trump dollar a reality. So he almost makes it sound like he had no role in this, except he did. I invite you to Trump the government, which he says is trademarked, apparently. Does that mean Trump has trademarked that or the Liberty Dollar has trademarked that?
I don't know. I can search.
Yeah, Trump the government with free political speech that is actually worth something and get a Trump dollar today. Fed up with the political class? Fed up with money that loses its value? Show how you feel with the 2016 Trump dollar, a silver dollar size commemorative coin made of 1 ounce of 0.999 fine silver. The 2016 Trump dollar expresses the anger of the American people who
Is it angry looking? Does it have a big middle finger on the other side?
I don't think so. No, it looks pretty much like a Liberty dollar on the other side, and then on the front side, there's Donald Trump's. Like a bust.
I got to say that I think that in many ways, Donald Trump is America's middle finger to the federal government. I think that...
Is he, though?
Well, what do you mean?
I don't think that he's as anti-establishment as people would like to believe.
I wouldn't claim that. Okay. I wouldn't claim that at all. I'm saying that people want somebody who just in their mind tells it like it is, and it's screwed, and they feel like he's giving them some kind of voice in that way.
Tell it like it is thing has been debunked so many times. PolitiFact fact-checked a lot of his statements and found out that 75% of them were total BS.
But the other candidates were
85% total BS.
I wouldn't go that far. The other candidate, actually, I think Trump was the highest on their list. But when you looked at
he was more BSing than the other candidates?
Yes.
That he was less truthful than the other candidates. It's a claim by these organizations when I see these little graphs. But, you know, whatever. PolitiFact is what it is.
So, the portrait of Donald Trump and the words Trump the government are featured on the obverse and reinforced with, quote, vote non-politician, unquote, on the reverse of the commemorative political coin.
So vote for the non-politician that ran for president in 2000 and then dropped out because he realized he wasn't going to win the Reform Party nomination. That non-politician?
Apparently. Those sentiments are echoed by Forbes magazine editor-in-chief Steve Forbes, himself a two-time presidential candidate, about the current political environment, saying, quote, what it demonstrates is the intense, deep voter dissatisfaction with where the country is and fears about the future, so people are looking for an outsider for a fresh perspective. Unquote. The 2016 Trump dollar to commemorate Donald Trump's presidential campaign and give voice to the voters' dissatisfaction who are fed up with the political class is available by pre-order. Shipment of all orders will commence in the order received after the first day of issue reception on April 27th at the Trump Tower in New York City.
So I do think that a lot of people who are fed up with the political class are voting for Trump for that reason. And I don't have a particular problem with people voting for that reason. They're going to vote for somebody, whatever, I don't care. But in defense of Trump, I'd have to say that the President Trump can't possibly be as scary as candidate Trump.
Meaning that he can't get away with everything that he is promising because he'll be checked by Congress?
I just think that once he gets into office that, the blustering and that sort of thing is for the cameras. And I really believe what he's figured out how to do is hack the Republican nomination process. That he's figured out a way to, you know, just sort of yell Mexicans and yell ISIS and talk about this thing and that thing and basically get enough people to vote for him that he'll become the nominee.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's always disturbing to see people who I thought were good libertarians advocating that people support someone who's not. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with the Trump dollar. It's Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box to Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com
859-428-1000
DINOVITE.com
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And, of course, if you want, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. If you're getting online, though, without being protected, you might want to consider getting ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device, whatever device you're using, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and even Linux. You can use ProXPN. Go to ProXPN.com and remember code FTL50. You're going to need that to get 50% off of their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. ProXPN, by the way, keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And you can, if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com with code FTL50. And by the way, they do not keep logs of your activities like a lot of those VPNs do. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. As we continue here with a disturbing email that came from Bernard von Nothaus, who has spoken before at various different Liberty conferences. He's been on the air with us here on Free Talk Live. He backed the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 and 2012, and he was the creator of the Liberty Dollar, which for the longest time was a very popular alternative currency that helped introduce people to the idea of sound money and precious metals. So I don't want to, you know, say that Bernard von Nothaus's career has been anti-liberty. It hasn't. This email, however, is quite surprising because he's really been a pretty principled libertarian until now. However, now he's getting behind the Donald Trump campaign and saying that he has created, along with some other people, the 2016 Trump dollar, which he says expresses the anger of the American people who distrust politicians and the badly broken U.S. political process. It's going to be 0.999 fine silver, 1 ounce of it. It will become available at the Trump Tower in New York City on April 27th, and they'll start shipping it out, I guess, at that time. He says that the 2016 Trump dollar is a clear call for freedom of political speech and expression. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't Donald Trump say that he wants to prohibit Muslims from coming into the United States? By no means does that sound like someone who supports freedom of political speech or expression. So that is one thing, but further, it was designed
by... It sounds like freedom of travel to me as opposed to freedom of speech, but all right.
Well, if you're not allowed to come here, then you would, in theory, be prohibited from speaking here as well.
Send an email.
Was designed by Bernard von Notthaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, to recognize Mr. Trump's heroic presidential candidacy. And
heroic?
That's what he says. And to popularize it with collectors and sound money supporters. The commemorative coin is 1 full ounce of pure 999 fine silver in brilliant uncirculated condition and is available at the MSRP of $25 featured on the reverse.
He actually calls it a coin?
Yep, he sure does.
Ooh, that's a no-no.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use the term coin. It's a piece or a round.
A round.
If it is not issued by a government, it is not a coin, as I understand
that's
it.
That's what Bernard used to say in his instructions on how to market the Liberty Dollar.
So,
you're not supposed to say it's a coin.
Let me ask you this, Ian. I get that you're a little put out by it, but, I mean, isn't Bernard a guy who sells pieces of silver?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Slapping, if you can slap some politician's face on that piece of silver and make it sell better, then you should do that?
Yeah, if all you are about is money, then by all means, go ahead and pander to people and make some money. But, you know, I would hope that people who are principled are more about principle. I guess he's not.
There you go. Well, I mean, some people, I know Walter Block is claiming that, has created the organization Libertarians for Trump. What do those people think?
Oh, well, we'll find out.
I've heard libertarian arguments for Trump. I'm not claiming that...
I've heard libertarians or people that claimed at one time in their life to be libertarians make arguments for Trump. I would hardly say that they made libertarian arguments for Trump.
If Trump's foreign policy is going to be one of less intervention.
Blow them the F up is not a less interventionist foreign policy.
He said different things, whereas the other Republican candidates have been very specific and consistent with their interventionist policy.
And Donald Trump's "we're going to bomb the S out of ISIS" is not a non-interventionist position.
But then he said that he would leave it up to the Russians. That is...
Leave what up to the Russians, whether or not
they're bombing the S out of ISIS.
Right. So, I mean, if you take this is like Rand Paul or a lot of politicians that are sort of in the liberty sphere. You can pick and choose the things that they say because political speak is lying, right? You pull whatever it is that you want out of the air. You decide you're going to make you're not going to go with that is what's important. What libertarians have a difficult time with is that if a politician says one thing one time, then they're like, well, that politician's broken and wrong.
He said it more than one time.
I understand that. I'm clear.
Then why are you saying he only said it one time?
No, I'm saying that that's how libertarians are. If they get a quote, they hold on to it in their teeth.
Right,
but he said it more than once. More than once.
5% of all net sales will be donated to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation, which provides assistance to severely wounded and hospitalized special operations personnel. So in addition to pandering to the Trump supporters, he's also pandering to the military supporters with this particular piece. And I just think it's a shame. I mean, he would have done just as well to reintroduce the Ron Paul dollar. I mean, everybody still loves Ron Paul, who loved Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012. So you could still, you know, make money
off Ron Paul 2016. I think that might really do it. I would say that's a great way to make to sell some silver, no doubt about it.
It's just unfortunate. You know, it's hard to see people who you thought were pro-liberty pandering to these Trump supporters and supporting Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is not a pro-liberty person. He's
so you're
not
saying
somebody...
I shouldn't have the limited edition Free Talk Live Donald Trump CD set? Shouldn't put that out?
What's that going to be?
I don't know. Something. I'm going to put Trump's face on the tin, and I'm going to sell it.
You do what you want. I'm not going to support it.
There you go.
Walter Block writes over at LouRockwell.com, Libertarians for Trump, says he's starting up a new group. It's going to be called Libertarians for Trump, LFT, as its work cut out for it, in mobilizing massive support for Donald Trump within the libertarian community. That much is certainly true, because hopefully most libertarians are principled enough to not support Donald Trump. For there are some libertarians who oppose supporting any politician for political office.
There's a whole bunch of them. One would question what they're doing to make us have a better president in 2016.
Who cares? No one's going to get a good president in 2016.
Let's get real.
Okay.
It's like looking in the toilet bowl and picking your favorite thing that you see there, right?
Yeah, I got other things that I'd rather spend my time on. There are some libertarians who oppose supporting any politician, even a 99% pure one, such as Dr. Ron Paul. However, I dedicated this book to refuting arguments of that sort, which he wrote apparently called Yes to Ron Paul and Liberty. Anyway, going on, he says, let me just say there is nothing at all incompatible between libertarianism and voting or supporting political candidates. I'll agree with him on that point. And I can understand voting for the lesser of the evils. I get that, too.
And also, when it comes to candidates, I tend not to get too wrapped up in it. What I want people to do is support candidates for the right reason. And I think that there's a right reason to support most candidates that are out there. It's just when you support them for the wrong reasons that bother me. So, if people are supporting Donald Trump because they think that he'll have a less interventionist foreign policy because it's not profitable to fly around the world and make people angry and all that other stuff.
But he's a militarist. He believes in intervention. He believes in sending the military all around the globe. So I'm not sure if I agree with you that it's going to be less interventionist.
At this point, you're picking between Ted Cruz and...
I'm not picking. Well, I'm not picking between Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. So don't tell me what I'm doing.
There will be a Republican nominee.
Ian's not picking the Republican nominee. Ian doesn't care who the Republican nominee is, nor do I.
So are many people in several states that are coming up in the near future. They actually will be choosing some name on a ballot,
right.
And those
some
votes
people
will count.
Will be choosing between them.
You're talking to them right now.
Nobody in this room.
But is Walter Block only talking about supporting Donald Trump for the Republican nomination, or is he talking about supporting him all the way through to the general election?
So if you're looking at the Republican nomination, I would be thinking Kasich is the guy to support because, well, he's the one that can beat Sanders or Clinton, as according to the numbers out there.
He is not, by the way, is my understanding from what he's written here, not saying only vote for Trump in the primary. He seems to be supporting him for the general election, which means that he should probably have his libertarian credentials revoked. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But we'll get into his justifications and what exactly his viewpoint is here. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.